Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Thank you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also over on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear our radio show anywhere else, it's playing live right there, right now, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
The president took a little trip, and he went over to Kentucky, and they let out with that famous chant, "Let's go, Brandon." The media pretty much ignored that, but it was reported, of course, by Fox and some other leaning right networks, if you will. But his worst nightmare came true yesterday, and that's something that you and I have been talking about for, I don't know, a month or maybe two, and that's the Build Back Better bill. It just isn't going to happen until probably, everybody's saying now, about March of next year.
They've had so many discussions in the White House with Joe Manchin, who has some influence, I think, probably on Kyrsten Sinema. But having said that, where we are is that the White House has actually removed several things out of the bill trying to get his vote. And he's just not going to do it. It appears that he's actually going to stand his ground. We've always been a little nervous of whether that was really going to happen or not. But so far, it appears that he is standing stern. The other piece is this. Build Back Better is not, it doesn't have the benefits in it that the Biden administration is claiming that we need to have. And that is what is angering the voters. They're tired of the debt. They're tired of people being paid off to do, you know, for votes. I don't think it's going to happen at all, to be honest with you. You're going into, right after the first of the year, you're essentially into an election season, and there's these Democrats that don't want to have to defend voting for it. So I think it's going to be watered down to pretty much nothing completely.
Well, one of the
that's just me.
One of the
I have a shiny quarter that says it won't happen.
One of the little ugly details hidden in the House version of the Build Back Better plan is a scheme to raid the Roth IRAs of wealthy individuals who've accumulated a lot of assets in their accounts and actually charge the taxes up front that they're not supposed to pay to begin with in a Roth. Now, the basic premise of a Roth, of course, is you pay the taxes on the money up front, and then you don't pay taxes on it later. And, of course, that depends on trusting the government, but that trust is going to get strained if this House version goes through, because they are going to take money sooner rather than later, and I'm afraid, from where I'm sitting, that's going to trickle down to the lower people on the spectrum with some of their IRAs.
Well, look, there's other things that are in there, and that is immigration, which is a bad deal that they're trying to sell.
Mm-hmm.
There's all pro-union stuff in there. That's another bad deal that they're trying to sell.
Yep.
So, and nobody's asked the question yet to determine if Biden even knows what's in the bill. Because I don't think he does. I don't think he has a clue what's in the bill. And I don't think that the White House legislative liaisons have a clue what's in the bill either. This is just stuff that it's manufactured entitlement programs. They're just building things out of whole cloth.
Mm-hmm.
I would also suggest that I think there's $555 billion in there for climate change. Now, what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
That tells you that they have officially, if this thing even begins to pass,
mm-hmm.
another government agency. And the government agency is a climate change agency.
Mm-hmm.
If you create another government agency, that has to be done through Congress legislatively, just like when they created the Department of Education, when they mm-hmm. created the Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
It had to go through Congress. Well, here they're not doing that. They're funding it, but they're not officially creating an agency. We have a climate change czar, and of course that is John Kerry. So we're being fleeced,
yeah.
And voters just don't seem to pay attention, much less understand what is happening here, and that's what I'd say is a pathetic condition.
Yep. When we come back, a lot more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. And if you want to get involved, the number is 877-969-8600. In the meantime, we're going to tell you where we're going to be today, and here it comes.
Hungry? No lunch plans? Join Captain Matt Bruce of the Captain's America Third Watch today between 11 and 1 p.m. at Mixon's Fruit Farm, located in Bradenton.
All righty. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Day products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Day. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, where we always understand the reason for the season, and we always say Merry Christmas. Hey, Captain. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, ho, ho, ho. Right back to you, Frank. He'll be on the program tomorrow, hour number 4. You'll want to be listening to what we talk about, because it's certainly going to be interesting, to say the least. All right, now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by GEICO. GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And remember, GEICO has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, GEICO.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and you can either get a quote there or you can get the information as to where your local agent would be. But if you do get a quote from there, it's for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They can also cover your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they can help you with your homeowners, renters, and condo insurance, too. And remember, when you bundle that together, you will save a bundle of money. That's why they call it a bundle. So that's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out today. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have a couple of callers on the line. I'm going to go first to, I believe, this is Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Is that you, Elliot?
You're right on that, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to Denise as well. Hey, Denise, I'd like to share some information which I think not too many people at all in radio or television broadcasting is talking about. Now, no one is speaking out about the Iranians who have opened their doors to fleeing Afghanistan citizens. They have taken in over 4 million people from Afghanistan. Just recently, they accepted over 780,000. America, Iran is amongst our top 3 most dangerous adversaries. Denise, I believe the Iranian government questions every man and woman about their jobs with the American government and what intelligence they could learn from their former job skills. Now, Iran made a bold move in Vienna by bringing along Chinese officials to speak and make their case. The president of Iran is Ibrahim Raisi, who is called Dr. Death, because at the age of 20, he was Iran's chief assassin for over 40 years. He murdered and assassinated people. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, too weak to fight, failed to respond. Now, the Iranians are bragging that they have the capabilities of hitting Israel from multiple sides and do damage to Palestine. In Vienna, the Iranians are seeking removal from American sanctions against their country that has caused economic chaos. Thank you very much, guys. I'd like to hear what you have to say, Denise. Have a great day.
All right, go ahead.
No, they're not in as much economic chaos as they were during the Trump administration, and the reason is because China is buying their oil essentially on the black market, and the Biden administration is doing nothing about that one. And it also needs to be understood that the United States actually shot down a drone yesterday over our footprint that we have in Syria. There were actually two drones. One flew out of the range, and I don't know how much more the United States is actually supposed to endure that we stay in these cockamamie talks with Iran to start with. We're not in them, I guess I really should say, but we are sitting on the sidelines because Iran doesn't want to talk to the United States. So, look, the Iranian nuclear deal that, you know, the Obama-John Kerry operation launched and illegally did, because it's not even a deal, never went through the Senate to be ratified, it is a sham. And the Trump administration worked diligently to get the other signatories to the deal to pull out. And they waffled because they need cheap oil, too. So, meanwhile, Iran has, remember years ago, they had actually captured under the Obama administration one of our drones, and they were showing it off and so forth and so on. So they have reverse engineered it with the help of several of the engineers and some foreign influence. And now we're in a situation where they have handed these drones to their proxies. So we have about 300 troops to this day in Syria. So for them to do what they did with these drones, I don't know why we have to maintain any kind of patience with Iran. In fact, I would be looking to put in more sanctions, but that's just me.
Okay, let's talk about Adam Schiff, because the January 6th committee confirmed that Schiff presented a doctored text message between Meadows and Jordan. It was revealed a couple of days ago when he did that thing with the chalkboard and all that he had up there. And apparently this is not the first time, but this time Schiff got caught red-handed.
Well, he's saying it was an oversight or a mistake. It was whatever. This is a time that I think Kevin McCarthy and the Republican caucus in the House should work to have him removed from committees.
Right.
Remember, he's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Yep.
They won't do it. They didn't want to do it with Eric Swalwell, knowing the risk that we had with him and the affairs that he was having with the Chinese spy.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have a blatant liar and somebody who has altered documents, which is known as evidence.
Yes.
And altered the evidence. Well, we had a FBI lawyer by the name of Kevin Kleinsmith that was found out that had doctored a CIA document during the Russia collusion thing, who in fact should have gone to prison for that, least of which should have been disbarred.
Right.
And he got really a slap on the hands. So I would, if I were Kevin McCarthy, I would be going ballistic on having Schiff removed from committee.
Well, there are some people that want McCarthy to go ballistic on Representatives Cheney and Kissinger and remove them from the GOP caucus, and that would be the Conservatives Action Project, which is former Congressman, or former Senator, sorry, Jim DeMint from South Carolina. He talked about that group when he was on my show about a month ago.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you really have to be... I mean, Jim DeMint does have some influence there. He does walk the halls of Congress very often. But I would say, you know, the argument is there and the evidence is there. It is ripe for Kevin McCarthy to go down this path. Now, will it happen? I doubt it, because Pelosi will protect to the nth degree. But, you know, sitting on top of all this, too, is this other auxiliary committee, the January 6th Commission, which I think is slowly falling apart, too. You know, they're just doing subpoenas and just, you know, causing some fake scandals here with Republicans. So, Congress is in chaos, or at least the House side is.
Well, we've been warned by Andy Biggs and Congressman Dan Bishop from North Carolina that we can expect a lot more of this from Schiff, because he's done it before. He'll do it again.
Well, remember, he said he had tangible, proven evidence of Trump and Russia collusion. And to this day, he said it, he said it, he said it, he said it. Many times and in many places. And to this day, he has not produced one piece of that evidence.
Yeah, you're right.
The man's got to go.
You're right. And I would think the great people in California, he represents the Hollywood district. You know that, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I would hope that they would get rid of him, but I guess that's not going to happen anytime soon.
I doubt it.
All right. Well, I hear the music coming up in my ear. Certainly, we've given the people a lot of stuff to think about here today. You have yourself a great day. I look forward to talking to you tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and sign up for her sit reps and get on her mailing list, and you'll find out what's going on when she gets around to doing what she does. Meantime, I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday assessing the damage at a tornado-ravaged neighborhood in Mayfield, Kentucky. Biden saying the federal government will continue to do everything possible to help Kentucky. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says stories of tornado survivors in Kentucky are harrowing.
But in recent days, we also heard about the generosity, the hard work, and the hope that are helping our state recover.
McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. Consumers are spending at a slower rate as retail sales in November rose slightly. Sales at U.S. retail stores, online sellers, and restaurants rose by just 0.3% in November from the previous month. It appears Amazon is once again having a big server outage. It has taken down Twitch and possibly other streaming platforms. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, you go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more. I'll give you the number and I'll tell you where the campuses are right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the phone number to call for National Aviation Academy is 800-659-2080. And the reason you would call that number is to schedule a tour at one of their two campuses. Now, they have one campus, which is located in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, where I'm at. And the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Either way, give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their locations. Now, here's what you'll find out. You'll be able to talk to some students. You'll be able to talk to some instructors. And you'll be able to talk to the financial people to find out about the student loan availabilities, which includes veterans coming post 9/11 out of the service. It includes your benefits, which more than likely you have and haven't used yet, and they'll have an opportunity for you to take advantage of that, and they'll tell you how they can do it. That's number one. Number two, if you're pre-9/11, they'll also have a way to tell you about that, and you'll also get an opportunity to schedule the appointment at the time of your convenience, which is all good. Okay, thousands of Afghans who assisted the United States government and our military during the two-decade-long war against the Taliban are still stuck in the country, along with thousands more of their family members, according to the New York Post newspaper. Now, we know when Joe Biden got the people out and said, oh, we've got all our people out, they're all out. There's this little thing called military contractors, people that were working for us in security, cooks, cleaning people, mechanics, tradespeople, whatever they were, that they've been working with us for some, in some cases, 20 years. And those are the people that we left behind, that we did not get out. And there were some other groups that went in, military groups, retirees and whatnot, the Pineapple Express being one of them. We talked about that. That actually ran right out of the Tampa Bay area. And they got a number of people out without anybody really knowing what they were doing. But we still got more behind, and unfortunately, as they get caught by the Taliban, a lot of them are being killed because they did work with us. And we need to do something about it. Now, Kurdish special forces, backed by the U.S. military, killed five suspected fighters in an airborne operation in eastern Syria's Deir ez-Zor province. They parachuted into the target. They got the people they wanted and then left and went back where they came from. Now, this is probably why the drone strike was in the process of going after the American base where there's a couple of hundred Americans inside Syria, but it was taken down, one of them anyway, taken down by us, and the other one scooted out of the area to live to fight another day. So we'll see what happens there, as we are still in that area of Syria. Now, Marines, not just hypersonic missiles, are the key to preventing a conflict with China and its growing military arsenal. So says the four-star general, Berger, the commandant of the Marine Corps. He said that this week. So the Marines know their mission. We've suspected it all the time. And we've been telling you such. Now, before heading to recruit training, new military enlistees will have to sign a statement stating that they understand they will need to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Otherwise, they will not be allowed to enlist in the military. That just came out yesterday. And the Navy has completed the shift of its East Coast amphibious fleet to Hampton Roads, Virginia, with the arrival Monday of the USS Iwo Jima from Mayport, Florida, where it had previously been stationed. So our amphibious fleet, with our amphibious assault ships, will be right up there in Virginia. That may be closer to some of the action where we'll be going the next time around. We'll see. That may be why they did it. Other than that, it may be because of Norfolk and the naval base, the big standard naval base that's there. Where the big carriers are, by the way. Now, the victims in Afghanistan from the Hellfire missile attack that slammed into a car, killing 10 people, including 7 children, in the chaotic final days of the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, has a lot of people saddened and a few angry that the people that were responsible for this have gone unpunished. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles, unfortunately. Nicaragua's decision, by the way, last week to cut ties with Taiwan was part of a deliberate move by China to target the island's diplomatic allies after it was excluded from a democracy summit hosted by Washington. In addition, in recent weeks, there's been a massive Russian troop buildup, we've been talking about it, near Ukraine's border, which has prompted fears of a possible invasion in Kiev and the West. Again, that's all up for discussion. If something's going to be done, it'll be done in the early part of next year. We'll see. But all bets are off on that at the moment. By the way, the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, says that Washington will expand its military and economic relationships with partner countries in an Indo-Pacific region that he said was increasingly concerned over China's aggressive actions. Well, of course they are. Of course they are. And the new German foreign minister said yesterday that Russia would face massive consequences if it invades the Ukraine, after a phone call with her Russian counterpart in which she said Kiev's territory integrity model must not be violated. And this is the new German foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock. That's her name. We'll see how all that plays out. I'm sure Vladimir Putin is not shaking in his boots. I'm sure of that one. By the way, the Pentagon has stopped implementing the vaccine mandate for defense contractors. We told you that that was coming a couple of days ago. Now it is official. The paperwork has gone out. So that ends that. We'll see if they can do something else, but got a lot of stuff to do. All right, we're coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, folks. Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
And one of these days when we get the Watchdog on Wall Street down here, we're going to drag him over there so you can see him there too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura, because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel good on my bad back. And I'll tell you what, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program.
Now, that's for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Nissan, Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is here. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
I've had a lot of questions about people with IRAs, in particular Roth IRAs. I'm going to start with this. I'm going to tell you what I know about it. One of the ugly little details hidden in the House version of the Build Back Better plan is a scheme to raid the Roth IRAs of wealthy individuals who have accumulated a lot of assets in their accounts. The bigger the Roth IRA, the better the chances are they're going to do a little asset transfer or whatever they call it. Now, the basic premise of a Roth, correct me if I'm wrong, is you pay taxes on the money up front, and then you don't have to pay taxes on it later, right?
Correct. And all of the gains that you have, the capital gains, everything that goes along with that.
And, of course, that depends on trusting the government. That trust is about to get strained because they're about to change the way they do things. Now, leaked private IRS information shows that some wealthy individuals, notably the person whose information was leaked, tech investor Peter Thiel, have been building large balances in their IRAs. So, mark my words, if the law is changed to allow the government to raid these Roth accounts, they won't stop there. Because once the principle is established, these accounts will be subject to, after the fact, government appropriation, and the asset grabbers will work their way down the income ladder until they get down to ma and pa with their IRAs. I'm going to tell the government right here and right now, leave the Roth IRAs alone. What do you know about this?
Well, you should leave all of these retirement vehicles alone, and I go the opposite direction. I think they need to be expanded upon. I'm a big believer in personal responsibility, and I would love to see people, you know, take charge of their lives and their finances rather than have to rely on things like Social Security.
Right.
Do that by saving and putting money away. These people who accumulate these large IRAs, it often has to do with the fact that they put stock in companies that they have founded that have risen, in an incredible amount. And they just happen to be residing in those IRAs. There's limits into the amount of money that you can put into these retirement accounts. So that they, you know, the things that they've done in them, they've obviously done very well, whether it be, you know, more than likely starting a business. You see these massive IRAs or massive retirement accounts, it's due to the fact that you're probably dealing with some sort of entrepreneur. Somebody who started a business, Peter Thiel, for example, big time entrepreneur, and some of the companies that he started, he owned stock at very, very, you know, very, very low prices because he started the business, and the things have risen through the roof. It's a target. Retirement accounts are a target for Washington, D.C. because there's so much money in them. I've written columns in the past. There was actually, back during the Obama years, the Treasury Department was actually coming up with a scheme where they wanted to force everybody's retirement accounts and turn them into another form of Social Security, where the government would take all the money and guarantee, I don't know, 3% above inflation, whatever it may be, in essence, lending the money to themselves. It wouldn't be in stocks. They'd have to buy government bonds. It was patently absurd. But they know that there's a ton of money there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's where they want to get their hands on it.
Okay, before I go to the caller on the line, I just want to bring one other thing out here. Our federal debt now equals about $287,859 per income tax-paying household.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. Yeah, I got to put that on my my family's ledger there, I guess. This is, hey, kids, this is how much money we owe Uncle Sam.
Yeah, you better go out and get a job now, kids.
I pay a ton of money every single year to the Uncle Sam, and guess what? I found out, you know, looks like I owe more. And again, the key thing about that is tax, income tax paying households, the people that are actually contributing to the country at this point in time by paying taxes. It's kind of funny.
Okay, let's go to the phone caller here. Good morning. I think this is Ian. And Ian, what's your question for the Watchdog?
I just want to throw out a comment to you two in the audience. You mentioned Peter Thiel.
Yep.
That was leaked about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Peter Thiel's a Trump supporter, a Trump confidant sometimes, a libertarian, kind of conservative dude. He's got a lot of ideas. Isn't it interesting that they leaked Peter Thiel's information, just like they leaked the communications about the January 6th so-called rioters. Mm-hmm. Who's doing this leaking here? I already don't trust the government. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Well, we know that one of the people that did the leaking and tried to doctor up the documents was Adam Schiff.
Well, no, the leak is coming from the IRS. I mean, this is where that information is. The IRS is not a trustworthy organization. And this is another thing called the Build Back Better plan, is they want to expand the IRS. They want to throw billions of dollars at it. First and foremost, you know, where are you going to find all of these agents? Second, you know, why are we throwing money at an agency that's, you know, obviously it's a leaking ship right now? Mm-hmm. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, was asked about this. And I don't know. I don't know where the leaks came from. This is supposed to be private information, for crying out loud. I mean, people be held responsible. If they did this with medical records, people would have a heart attack. Okay, this is not right. And again, they want to expand the IRS. And I agree with Ian, your caller. You know, I love my country. Can't stand the government.
Yeah, exactly. Now, long-term inflation expectations have jumped even higher because we're hearing now from the Federal Reserve that looks like we're going well into next year with possibly 10% or thereabouts inflation.
Listen, I think we're above 10 already.
Are you too?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, foregone conclusion. I think the numbers that the, you know, the Fed has is putting out there, I think just if they're not, I think they're inaccurate, quite frankly.
I think it's more than double that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's much, much higher than that. Mm-hmm. If you were to go to the calculations that they used to use back in the 1970s before they changed it, to kind of make inflation look not as bad, the numbers would be much, much higher. Again, I focus on, you know, the items and things that people need to survive on every single day.
Yeah, well, of course, gasoline and the price of oil, you know, that's what's controlling a lot of the rainbow right now, and it's not getting any better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you take a look at that, you take a look at food, you take a look at a myriad of different commodities, you know, the stuff, again, that people need to survive on. That's what's important.
And very quickly, got about 30 seconds, the Fed doubles their taper to $30 billion a month, and officials say there's going to be 3 tax rate hikes next year.
Interest rate hikes, I you know, we'll see. That's what they say. And again, even if they do, quarter point, quarter point, quarter point, 75 basis points, that deal. I mean, quite frankly, it's not going to really do much.
Well, we'll know soon enough, won't we?
You got it.
All right. And what's the weather like up there right now?
Actually, much warmer than usual. That's for sure. And it's been in the 50s. It's pretty warm for up here this time of year.
All right. Well, that's not too bad of a deal then, because they had the tornadoes come through the upper Midwest last night, and it right away turned cold, and it started to snow.
Yeah, we haven't so far this year, just a little bit of flurries here and there. We don't usually get too much snow here on Long Island. I should probably knock on wood. But, yeah, it's been a pretty mild winter so far.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find him online at watchdogonwallstreet.com. Take advantage of the things that he has to offer, too. And I'll be right back with Rod Edwards coming up after the news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.